city97.com.
The Sam LaPrade Show continues on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
Well, are you getting in the mood for haunting season? Saunders Farm is certainly in the mood. We wanted to speak with Jeff O'Reilly today. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Sam. How are you?
Good. Is it your most favorite time of year?
It's definitely my most busy time of year.
Right. I can only imagine. And Jeff, remind me what your title is.
I am the Director of Connection and Engagement here at Saunders Farm and Saunders Cider.
I knew you just had the best job, so that's fantastic. So tell us what you have planned for this haunting season.
Well, Sam, this is our 31st annual haunting season. So as you know, each year things get bigger and better. We add more and more to all the attractions, different scary stuff and different scream actors. So we've got the crypt in the cemetery, which is brand new, kind of like a little friendly intro for kids to go in and get a little scared, not a lot scared. And we've got the Discovery Barn, which is brand new for the kids as well. So just so many delightful things for them to learn and experience farm life. We have a huge new space structure that's going out the mazes, and the zip line is back.
Wow.
Oh my God, there's some crazy new stuff on the hayride. The shambles is scarier than ever. The coven, the witches have been training hard for this one. We have a beautiful new wood-fired pizza oven in the cider house. We've got new flavors of cider, and we're just setting up right now down at Lansdowne to get ready for October 8th when we open up Sawmill once again.
Wow, you are busy.
Yep,
very busy.
Busy is good.
Absolutely, it's great. And you know, I have to say, you know, you're in Munster Hamlet, and some people are like, "Where's Munster Hamlet?" If they've never been to Saunders Farms, I will say it's about 8 minutes, 9 minutes from Richmond. You're maybe about 15-20 minutes from Kanata, Stittsville area, and maybe about 20 minutes from Barrhaven. I mean, you are close, but it's also a fun destination.
Yeah, I look at it like I'm 35 minutes away from my house in Old Ottawa South, and I know when people are out for a day of skiing, they certainly have to drive further than that to get to a hill. I definitely drive further than that to get to some golf courses, and you know what? And literally, the drive out here is faster than my walk from Old Ottawa South to the market. So.
Well, there you go. And I know you did a lot of walking, so that means something.
And I know the distance.
Exactly. And Jeff, let me ask you, what's happening sort of during the day and then what happens at night?
So the day is very, very family friendly. For those who haven't been out to the farm, it is probably the most photogenic and Instagrammable place on the planet. There are just so many really, really great things to look at and great things to take pictures of your kids in front of. And the day is the pumpkin maze days, and it's all about the kids, right? So we've got the pumpkin wall. We've got the bouncing castles. The mazes are open. The hayride is super friendly. You know, the witches are nice. And obviously, you know, we've got the kettle corn, the candy apples, the caramel apples, the fudge, the apple pies, just all of that wonderful stuff. And it's just a really wholesome family environment. Really, really nice. But when the lights go out,
right,
and it gets dark, things get scary. So, you know, we've got, you go on that same hayride and things light up and things jump out at you and somebody might chase you with a chainsaw.
Wow.
And the pig people are in the shambles and wreaking havoc, and the witches scream in your face and just scare the bejeebus out of you. and it's just, again, the perfect warm-up for Halloween, and people seem to embrace it.
Oh, I love it. I think it's great. And I know you, I in preparing for today, I was looking, and I know you've hired a lot of young people as well. I saw this beautiful photo of all these, you know, people in the community of every age, really. But it's such a great, you know, employer as well. I think we sometimes forget that.
Well, you know, what's really funny, Sam, is that as I know, I see your daughter at the farm just about every day she's here.
Yes.
So, a lot of the people who have, you know, teenagers working here, you know, rather than them drive from Stittsville or Kanata or wherever they are, you know, drop the kids off, drive home, drive back, pick them up, drive back. A lot of them will come and, you know, work and make some extra cash, you know, like right. a lot of the champions on my bar team are doing it. And, you know, we've still got room for more. So if there any of your listeners want to come and make some amazing wood-fired pizza or a couple of cocktails or greet people at the door or scare the crap out of people, you know, we've got the we've got the roles for them here.
Well, that's amazing. I cannot let you go before asking about the cider. I visited last year. I promised last year I was going to go for a tour, and you toured me around, and then you said, Sam, we have candy apple cider, and my life has never been the same. I bought six and I savored them because they were amazing. So tell us a little bit about the cider you have available.
So the candy apple has been a huge success story for us. Really, really, really great. As you know, Flam Canoe was the original, and that has continued to just get rave reviews. We just won the silver medal in the All-Canadian Wine Championship for modern ciders with that.
Wow.
The Sawtooth, which is our dry, is selling great. We've got pie-faced back, so that's a pumpkin pie spice cider. But if you love candy apple, we have something called Rosy Cheeks, and it's a strawberry rhubarb, 6.5% alcohol. It will blow your mind, and after a couple of sips, you too have Rosy Cheeks. So it's absolutely incredible. And also Nana's Hug, which is new this year, which is a soft cider, 0% alcohol, and it's just like fruit forward, super sunshiny, bright apple flavors. It reminds me of sitting in front of the TV on a Saturday morning watching cartoons.
It just
brings me all those happy childhood memories. And who wouldn't want a hug from Nana?
Well, that's honestly. I was going to ask. So did you say Nana's Hug? I thought that's what you said. That's fantastic.
Yeah, Nana's
that's,
Hug.
That's
well,
awesome.
Ann Saunders, who was Nana to Mark and Angela's kids and a bunch of other kids, passed away a couple of years ago. You know, she was such a huge part of what the farm. Her spirit is still everywhere, and we just wanted to pay tribute to her.
That's
and
beautiful.
Just to remember, because, you know, she was an incredible woman, and you know, again, every day we see what her and Bill brought to the farm, and we're thankful for it.
Absolutely, and I wish you all the best this haunting season. Saunders Farm is definitely the place to be. Jeff O'Reilly, thank you for your time.
Yeah, my pleasure. And again, we hope to see you out here soon, and all the listeners as well. Happy Halloween.
For sure, absolutely. I appreciate Jeff's time today. And have you ever been to Saunders Farm, David? Have you ever gone out there?
But of course.
You're hip.
I'm an Ottawa native. Of course I've been there.
And do you go during the day or do you go in the evening?
Well, both. I mean, like, it's not a hard and fast rule. It depends how scared you want to be.
I go during the day.
It's just like a lovely, you know, outing in a nice green space. And if you go at night, then you're going to be, possibly losing control of some of your bodily functions.
Right.
You never know.
Right. It's just gorgeous out there. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful. The trees, the atmosphere out there, absolutely beautiful in beautiful Munster Hamlet. So I have to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did you hear that Tim Hortons is coming out with gear?
Yes, they have new merch. If you're a Tim's fan.
Right.
Tim Hortons has a very loyal following. You know, people
very
like
loyal.
If you're a Tim's person, you're a real Tim. Like Rob Snow, Tim's guy.
Tim's
through
guy.
And through. Loves his Tim's.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe
for sure.
I'll get Rob one of the. You tell people.
Well,
what
it's
it
the
is.
Jacket. So it's a jacket that you can keep your sandwich in.
Yeah, well, it's not only a jacket, they have full sweatsuits, man.
Okay.
And it has an insulated pocket. Well, the jacket does. They have sweatsuits and a jacket, and one of the jackets has an insulated pocket for your breakfast sandwich. You ever get a breakfast sandwich at the drive-thru, and I don't know, maybe you don't eat it right away. You're rushing to work. You run right up into the office. You don't get a chance to eat it. Then it's cold in an hour.
That's like never happened to me.
That's never happened to you? Oh, that happens to me all the time because I'm always late in the morning. I get my breakfast sandwich. Right. I come in. People are yelling at me. You're late. I need this. I need that. Show right. starts soon.
Right.
And then I don't get a chance to eat my breakfast sandwich, and then it gets cold. This is like Tim's has come up with a...
Interesting.
No, I'm not being paid by Tim's. This is really stupid.
It is. I have to be honest. It's a bit bizarre. Now, we know...
If you show up to my house this holiday season wearing Tim's merch, I'm going to kindly ask you to change.
Because we know Justin Bieber obviously did the whole, Bieber bits. Is it Bieber? No, I'm going to say
balls?
It wrong. No, stop.
It's, the Tim Biebs?
It's...
Tim Biebs is what they're actually called. I like calling them Bieber balls. What?
David, please.
So...
It is a better name.
But the it's the price point on the jackets that really gets me. It's $100, like $64.99, limited run premium design for $99.99. Like,
so if Noah and I went in together and bought that for you for Christmas, Noah, what do you think? Should
I think
buy
it's
that
a great
David?
Present.
I think it's a great present.
What does seem ironic to me about this situation is I had a breakfast sandwich from Tim Hortons this morning, and they come in this like cardboard thing that keeps it warm already.
Right.
Those are just the wraps, though.
Yeah.
The sandwiches,
I guess, yeah.
The
I
sandwiches
guess.
Just come in paper, so they get cold.
Still, right. Seems a bit excessive.
I don't know. If you're going to spend $99 at Tim's, buy 100 smile cookies. Then at least it goes to charity.
That's
or
true.
100 bee balls.
Okay. Or 100 beaver balls. There
okay,
you go.
Stop you two. Clearly, we're having too much fun, which means our news team, we're calling them in. Lock it in to City News.
Community Connection is brought to you by Unreserved.com.
You've been listening to The Sam LaPrade Show.
Tune in again for local news and community views on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310.